Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Good morning. Happy Black Friday to you. Giving the crew off, a day off today, and they'll be back on Monday. You know, we're talking about this horrible attack on two National Guard members by an Afghan national who was brought into America in 2021. They assumed that he was a friend to America. Yeah, and you see the pictures of the planes loaded with people. And you know, and I know, these people were not vetted. They were brought into America. And there are people, not just from Afghanistan, not even just from Muslim countries, but there are people who come into America who want to do us harm. They want to be a tick, you know, on our side, sucking blood out of the country and never actually contributing anything to anybody. I mean, that's, you know, there are a lot of people from a lot of countries who do that kind of thing, who come in here. The people in America who don't appreciate us, people born in America who don't appreciate who we are and our history and how great we have it here. Unfortunately, there are people like that. But you get this guy in here, and there are groups that have worked with them. For example, there's a guy named Sean Van Diver, founder and president of it's hashtag Afghan Evac. It's a U.S. nonprofit run by American veterans helping to evacuate and resettle Afghan allies in the U.S. And as I mentioned earlier, I knew a woman who was from Iraq who served as an interpreter to American soldiers. And she was here because she would have been killed had she stayed there after we left. I mean, that is a fact. And if you're going to work with some of these people, and they're going to help Americans, you know, some of these people they believe should be rewarded by being allowed to come to America because they're going to be killed. But how do you know who the bad ones are? Anyway, Sean Van Diver says he betrayed everybody, referring to this terrorist who killed killed the one National Guard young lady, 20 years old. And the 24-year-old man is still fighting for his life. He said he betrayed everybody who helped him. He betrayed his family. He betrayed every American that helped him get here. He betrayed the United States government, and he deserves to be fully held accountable. Can you imagine that? You've tried to help these people, the groups that try to help these folks are not responsible for every single person. They try their best, but people lie. And my question is, how do we vet these people? How do we do it appropriately? Because the lady that I knew from Iraq was working, had a daughter, was, you know, living in America, had gotten divorced from the military man she was married to, American military man that she married after the war. But she was doing the best she could to be a decent American. She was grateful to be in America. It's just terrible. Then Sean Van Diver went on to say, the Afghan families did not do this. He's pushing back against attacks on other Afghans who've been resettled in the United States, right? I mean, that's a problem. And I don't know the best way to approach it. You talk to everybody who's here, find out if they've got any young people in the family, especially the young men. Those are always the riskiest ones. And, you know, they're the riskiest ones when it comes to shooting up schools, American kids, teenage kids. They're the ones who are at biggest risk of being radicalized, watching something crazy on, social media that radicalizes them. And many times, most of these school shooters, I can't think of one that's been Muslim, but they get radicalized as teenage young men. You know, it's very strange what's happening to them these days, because they have been treated so badly for so long. Everywhere from school, where you don't raise your hand, just let the girls talk. All that kind of nonsense. Girls are in college more than men now. And guys are just told to shut up and take it. And the girls have these big lists of what they want from guys. Guys are lonely. Guys don't even know if you talk to a girl at line for coffee and you say something to her, you're a creep. I mean, it's terrible for young men nowadays. It's just awful. So how do you know who the next one's going to be? Whether it's the next school shooter, whether it's somebody like this, how do you know? Van Diver went on to say, one deranged man taking insane action does not make a community. Of course not. But when you see those planes full of people, you cannot convince me that they were all vetted. I don't believe it. It's not true. And then, of course, you wonder, if somebody comes over to America, how do you prevent them from getting radicalized once they're here? In other words, maybe they were kind of moderate on the fence, this and that, you know, I don't really care. And then all of a sudden they get into America. And by the way, to me, radicalization, a lot of it is, it's there. Most of the people, for example, who are school shooters are disaffected. I call them disaffected losers. They really are. If they had anything on the ball, they wouldn't be doing this, right? They feel like they have no future. They blame everybody else for their problems. Can't get a girlfriend. Can't get a good job. Can't, you know, whatever. Maybe you can't get a girlfriend because you're weird, buddy. How about that? You're creepy. Whatever it might be. Instead of focusing on that, they want to blame everybody else for their problems. Just the other day, there was a deputy killed. I believe it was in Florida, helping with an eviction. Some guy would rather kill somebody than get evicted from his apartment, even though, you know, it probably was his fault he was getting evicted, clearly not paying rent. Maybe he lost his job. So what? You don't get to stay there for free because you lost your job. I don't know all the details of that guy. But my point is, that's how some people want to react. They want to punish others and blame everybody else for their problems. And if somebody comes to America and maybe he doesn't have it as easy as they thought they would, maybe they just want to take it out on Americans. I don't know. We don't know about this guy yet. They haven't, I mean, I'm sure they're talking to him, obviously. We've got to find out what his motivation was. What did he actually think he was going to accomplish by killing two innocent, young people? We don't know. But the folks who try to help these people, and listen, there are groups out there, we all know that, who have tried to help illegal aliens. Now, these people are brought here from Afghanistan, and they were brought here under this program. I don't know that I'd call them illegal aliens, because they were brought here. People sneaking over the border, there are groups who try to help them, especially church groups. I say that as a Christian. But there are some church groups, I'm using air quotes here, that try to help these people. Why do they want them? They want voters. They want people in their pews. And they'll try to help people, and they don't care. And they'll try to do an end run around government to bring these people into America. And they do it all the time. Have they been vetted? I mean, everybody who has a tough time in their home country doesn't get to come here. That's not the way it works. But what do you do when we need the help of the locals in wartime? What do? Never deal with them again? Tell them, even if you help us, we're not going to let you come to America. We're not going to give you any kind of reward. We're just going to leave you here to get killed. I don't have the answer. But you have to do a thorough vetting. What do they ask? 4 questions? You got a whole plane full of people. Do you really think they did a whole background check on these folks? And in a lot of these countries, you can't even find records of somebody's crazy or has a history of mental illness in some kind of way. And I'm not, crazy is not the best word, I guess, but there are people who legitimately have mental illness issues. I understand that. But are there records? Do we even know? A lot of times we don't. I mean, think of the mass shooters who shot up schools. A lot of times we don't know, you know, what they've done in the past because it hasn't shown up. Because if you have not been sent to a mental health facility by a court, it doesn't show up in your records. Keep a closer eye on these people. That's what Trump wants to do. Don't know. Many volunteers to this organization that he runs fear that the years they spent helping Afghan interpreters, drivers, and other wartime partners, people the U.S. promised to protect, will now be erased by a single attacker's actions. This is the problem, my friends. Obviously, this guy should be punished to the full extent of the law. He should get the death penalty, as far as I'm concerned. So what they're saying is this group of people that's called Afghan Evac, this U.S. nonprofit, you know, they're saying that the existing vetting system worked, okay? He said that genuine security comes from law enforcement and intelligence work, not blanket suspicion. Well, I would agree with that. I don't suspect everybody I see who's from, you know, some other country. But how do you know? This is the question. We have to answer this because who knows who the next one will be? We'll ask Jim Carafano about that coming up from Heritage. He'll be coming up after the break. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Cox.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Cox. Good morning, happy Good Friday. Black Friday, although it's obviously not a great day after what happened on Wednesday. Horrific. Jim Carafano's here from the Heritage Foundation. How are you, Jim? Good morning. Thanks for being on the Mark Cox Show.
So Mark has like a turkey hangover kind of thing?
You know, he gets the day off. A lot of radio people, you know, they slack. You know, whenever they can get a day off and sleep in, they do it. Can't blame them. And they call me in to do this kind of thing. You know, I was just watching a video of one of the National Guardsmen going after the shooter. And I just saw online, and maybe you had seen this yesterday. I just saw this, that this creep stood over, shot one of the National Guardsmen, and I'm sure it's probably the female based on what they're saying, struck this person, then they leaned over and shot the guardsman again. I mean,
yeah.
So here's my question, Jim, because we all know the horror of this. What do we do? Because we have to have allies when we go into foreign countries. We have to work with these people. And we promise that they can come to America if they work with us or whatever promises are made. How are we certain that these people aren't going to turn on us?
Right. So there's a couple of things that are helpful to unpack. One is, and this is, look, we should never make this political, but the Democratic, for we should all dismiss, for example, the Democratic criticism about the Guard deployment for a couple, as a, you know, somebody that was in the military for 25 years. They keep saying, oh, well, they're not policemen. They don't know what they're doing. None of that is relevant. First of all, the National Guard are there to assist the policemen and providing military support to civilian authorities and law enforcement in all kinds of scenarios is actually something the military is completely trained to do. So that the other thing is they're not doing law enforcement activities. They're freeing up the law enforcement so they can do traditional. So there's no lack of training or anything. And if this had been an ambush against two Metro police cops, it would have gone down exactly the same. So using this as an opportunity to denigrate the mission, to denigrate the military, to denigrate the, excuse me, the president's efforts to decrease crime in the city, that's actually pretty deplorable. So we ought to kind of put all that aside. The second thing I would point out is, in this particular act is, there is an enormous degree, with the very little evidence we have, of both intentionality and anger. Right? You drive all the way across the country to do this in this specific spot.
That's right.
Really,
but let's not forget, you're right, because a lot of people are forgetting. He came from Washington State to Washington, D.C. to carry this crime out.
Right. And this is a crime of anger. Right. Anybody that's watched an episode of Law and Order, you know, is enough of a forensic to know that when you attack like that, we know you just shoot somebody, but that you then walk up and shoot them in the face and you shoot them again and again. That is the thing we have to really undo. Excuse me. Is unpack this guy's motives. And you know, if there's one thing I've learned from literally decades of working in the Homeland Security and public safety space, it's that do not draw broader generalizations from a specific incident, particularly in terms of context and everything else. What we know for now is a terrorist attack. What we also know is that for four years under President Biden, we significantly did the mission. We let all kinds of people in the country. We didn't vet. We did everything else. The Democrats complain about diverting law enforcement resources to deportation, when actually that's the one thing that would have stopped this attack, maybe, is more deportation. But the Democrats were horrific about shifting law enforcement resources away from basic blocking and tackling missions like violent crime and counterterrorism. So while we're waiting for the results of this, let's get back on track and do the things that we've known since 9/11 that we have to do on CT. Secure the border, know who's here, kick people here illegal out of the country. I mean, those are things we can and should do right now.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. You know, it makes you wonder, though, how do we know? Even if people come here and they claim to love America, and we know that planes, entire planes full of people, cargo planes, we're not all vetted. We know that. Everybody knows that.
Right.
But if you get, even if you had somebody who was our friend, who was working with us during wartime, they come over here, they claim to love America, how do we stop that person from being radicalized once they get here by other folks who don't have our best interests at heart? I mean, how closely do you watch these people? And what about, you know, what kind of considerations do we have constitutionally? These are the concerns.
Well, there's two things. One is, you know, you've got to do your homework. You have to constantly be on the lookout for these networks. That is something that we got much more lax on the last 4 years. To give you a good example, we have this situation in Texas right now where they're attacking the governor for trying to deport a guy who basically is a known radical with connections to an extremist organization, which has done material support to terrorism. That is exactly the kind of black and tackling you do every day to diminish the domestic threat. So the fact that people are attacking him for doing that shows like how much we've lost 9/11 in this country. The other thing is, let's say he's not connected with a network, which he may or may not be. We don't know at this point. The thing about lone wolves, so if you think back to the Boston bombers, for example, even lone wolves leave with very few exceptions, leave a signature trail. And a lot of times, even signatures that you can identify to stop somebody before an act. So I'll give you an example. Look, you know, we pay so much attention to school shootings. We pay zero attention to the number of school shootings that are thwarted every year.
That's right.
Because people pick up on the kind of behaviors that would allow law enforcement in a constitutional legal way to do an intervention and prevent that attack. That is probably true with a lot of lone wolf terrorist attacks as well.
Right. Well, you know, it's sad. It's just tragic that this kind of thing happens. And who knows how many others will copycats will happen as a result of this. And that's always what happens usually.
Right. You know, but this is why, you know, and I try so hard not to be partisan, but this is why this is a 365 year in, year out business to keep Americans safe from public safety threats, both external and internal. And again, not to be partisan, but the first thing I heard out of the mouth of a Democrat after the shooting was, oh, well, the problem here is we've diverted too many law enforcement resources away from core mission, and they're focused on deportation. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Deportation is a core law enforcement mission, and it is directly addressing a lot of the public safety and terrorist threats that manifest
Absolutely.
Themselves in something like this.
And to your point, you know, there have been studies done on mass shooters and so-called lone wolf shooters, and almost without exception, somebody knew something, that
right.
somebody knew their intention. So hopefully we'll find more about that in the coming days, but it's just tragic. It's a tragic day for America, no question about it. Jim Carafano, Heritage Foundation. You can follow him on Twitter, X, I know it's X now. JJ Carafano. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox. Thanks for being here, Jim.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving Day, second day after Thanksgiving. Coming right back. Oh, I'm in for Mark Cox. Don't worry, it's not a hostile takeover. It is not a hostile takeover. Crew will be back on Monday. Happy Black Friday. Obviously, there's some sadness that's occurred in this country. We've been talking about that this morning, but it's, you know, it's a scary time, that's for sure. There's some crazy stuff going on out there, and there's some crazy people. We're going to be speaking with Congressman Burleson coming up here in just a moment. They have now enacted, the street department has activated its snow plan protocol. Yeah, I get paid to talk. I know. Never mind. Don't make fun of me, Drew.
Fine.
Department's going to pre-treat roads, plow early, and follow its newly updated plan. And you were telling me something, Drew, about last year and how crazy it was and how people couldn't get out for, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks. They didn't plow the streets in the city at first, so a lot of people were stuck in their homes. Then it got too cold for, this is what they claim, that chemicals and salt wouldn't work because it's too cold. So it was just a mess for a long time. And they just basically waited for the snow to melt and the ice.
What?
Yeah, it was our last mayor. It was under Tashara Jones. Now we have a new mayor.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And she said everything should be like set in place this year. We will see. We will see.
Yeah, the last one was a joke. So it was too cold to put down the chemicals that they only use in cold environments? Is that what you're telling me?
Once we waited too long, it got too cold.
Okay, got it. Just to make sure I'm clear on that. Okay, got it. Yeah, well, hopefully they'll get it together this time. But you know, here's the thing. When it comes to a natural disaster, I'm not saying snow's a natural disaster, it's just weather. But when there's a natural disaster of any kind, the first responder is you. Right, you are the first responder. You're the one who needs to be prepared, whether it's a hurricane, whatever it might be, tornado, whatever it is. It's up to you to protect your family the best you can. Obviously, municipalities come into play. Yeah, we pay taxes, so they clear the roads and they cut down the trees that are about to fall and all the things that they're supposed to do with our tax dollars. Clearly, we understand that. But at the end of the day, you are the first responder when things get rough. You're supposed to be doing that. And unfortunately, there are, you know, there are always stories when you watch the hurricane coverage and things like that, people running out the day before the hurricane hits to get wood for the windows. And I'm thinking, I'd have some in my garage if I lived in Florida or somewhere. Just saying. I'd get some plywood the first day that I moved into the house and make sure it fit. You know, I mean, don't wait until the hurricane is barreling down and then complain that nothing was done. They have a lot of people to watch out for. You know, I was reading on the Katrina disaster back in the day, and the reason most people went to the dome in New Orleans was not because they had lost their houses, because they didn't have 2 days worth of food in the house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And when I was single, I was, could very well be guilty of that. I just didn't keep a lot of food in the house. I ate at work and things like that. But that was the problem. And nowadays I've got more, you know, enough food that if things went out for a couple of weeks, at least certainly I could survive maybe longer. When you dig to the bottom of the freezer, if the freezer still works right, or the back of the cabinet or whatever. I did discover the other day, though, you know that kind of macaroni and cheese that has the sauce?
Yeah.
The packet of sauce?
It was like Kraft.
I had bought some a while back. Yeah, the Kraft. And I had bought some a while back and just as a, I don't know, apocalypse food. Not that I'm not bashing the food, but so there was a box in the back of the cabinet and it expired like 2023 or 2024. And I thought, oh, I can eat this. So when I opened the pack after I made the noodles, it came out in a blob, like thunk. It didn't even, you know how it usually comes out creamy? It just came out thunk in this blob. And I thought, okay, well, I already made the noodles, so I'll at least, oh, it was awful. In fairness to them, it had expired, okay? There's a reason they put expiration dates on things. They're not supposed to live that long.
You know the best apocalypse food?
What? Top ramen?
Do you want to guess?
Well, no, guess what's the best one?
Honey. Apparently you can...
Oh, yeah, because it never expires,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it never expires. That's good stuff. Well, it's good. It's a good idea to have stuff on, you know, on hand, at least for a week or two or three or a month or something that you can survive on. And depending on where you live in the country, water may be more of an issue or less of an issue. But it really comes down to, you know, you basically. And you are the first responder. You ought to own a chainsaw if there are trees in your neighborhood, not wait for the power company to come out and chop up the trees and get them off the road. And I mean, this is, we have to all work together. Yes, they have a role to play. I get it. And God bless those guys and girls who go out there the first day and get all the power on as quickly as they possibly can. And all the things that go on, whether it's a snowstorm or an ice storm or hurricane, tornado, whatever, God bless them. But at the end of the day, you have to be prepared.
Yeah.
You know, go get some gas in your car today before the snow starts, because you don't want to be getting gas in your car when it's snowing. You know, just take care of the main things you have to take care of. You got to get milk, eggs, you know, the basics, and then you don't get stuck.
Yeah.
But if you need something.
Speaking of first responders, shout out to the 200 plus firefighters right now responding to that factory fire.
Wow. There are 200 of them there, huh?
Yeah, that multi-warehouse fire downtown.
Yeah. By the way, we did post a video that you took this morning on the 97.1 FM Talk Twitter page. And also I retweeted it on the Heidi Harris Show Twitter page. Yeah, 200 plus firefighters. Wow. Now, they said that warehouse fire is going to go on till Sunday. That was the last news I saw. Does that still stand, do you think?
I guess so, but that's, I mean, you got to get all the embers out, though, right?
Oh, yeah, all the hot spots. They have to make sure. I'm thinking, though, hopefully the snow will help them, right? You think?
Yeah. Wow. I hope so.
No, but that's incredible. And we don't know anything about cause and origin or anything like that, do we, at this
Not
point?
Yet, no.
It's a 100-year-old brick complex, they're saying. Your second street. This is downtown St. Louis. Everybody's probably seen it by now, or if you look out your window, you'll probably see it. And who knows what happened? You know, sometimes homeless people cause these fires. I don't know who was in there. I don't know what was in there. Maybe nothing. Oh, these were, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking at some news here. They're saying they were vacant. So, I don't know. I'm not saying homeless people did it, but they do that once in a while, because they'll get in there and try to start a fire to keep warm. And the next thing you know, it's a mess.
It's pretty cold last night, too.
Yeah, and sometimes it's those people, and sometimes it's somebody trying to sell the building to the insurance company. That happens too. I don't know. Clearly, I don't have any idea what happened. But that's a lot, boy. That 5 alarms. Wow. And that's a problem. These older buildings are very scary for firefighters because obviously scaffolding and things like that, or whatever, what stairs or anything like that that could be inside of it can easily collapse and those kind of things. And it's very difficult in older buildings.
And you said what, in Vegas, they got multiple fire departments down there. Do they kind of fight over like who gets the, like Gangs of New York style, who gets
the fire? The Las Vegas Strip is mostly in the county. Clark County. It's not in the city of Las Vegas, technically. So they overlap a little. If there's a big fire, they'll overlap. And the city of Las Vegas, which is downtown Las Vegas, primarily, you know, Fremont Street and all that, you know, they are the ones with the red fire trucks. And they will poke at the county and say, what color is the fire truck supposed to be? Not yellow, red. We have the red ones, you know, that kind of thing, a little rivalry. But I will tell you that they are the best trained people in the world. They know how to get to these, you know, handle these high rises. And of course, the high rises have sprinklers and all kinds of things that they didn't have when the MGM fire burned down in 1980. It was 81. 81, I guess it was 81.
Mm. Were you there then?
And killed. I was. And it killed 85 people. I wasn't in the hotel. My aunt worked in the hotel. My aunt was, she worked in the show, in the showroom, Hallelujah Hollywood at the time. And thank God, all I can say is thank God that fire happened at 7 o'clock in the morning. Had that fire occurred at 7 o'clock at night, I can tell you those showrooms, I don't know if you've ever been to an old Vegas showroom, but they are jammed in, at least back then they were jammed in like sardines on those skinny high back chairs that they put in showrooms. You know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about?
Yeah.
They used to jam so many people in those shows. And my dad was a strip musician. That's how he supported his family when I was a kid. So we go to all the shows, but I used to joke and say, if anything happens, I'm going out the back door because I'm going out the musician's entrance, yeah. right, or exit. I know how to get backstage and get out of here. But they were packed like sardines. And had this fire occurred at 7 p.m. when the showrooms and the restaurants were full, it would have been a totally different thing. It was bad enough that 85 people lost their lives.
Yeah.
But a lot of lessons were learned as a result of that. And Vegas is the safest place in the world. They had a fire a couple of years ago, small one, on like the 5th floor or something, one of those fake palm trees, you know, they're made out of plastic or something that burns, caught on fire. I cannot tell you how somebody was filming it from a hotel across the street. I cannot tell you how fast these guys knocked that down.
Wow.
I mean, you know, boom, they went up there and boom, boom. They've got all the standpipe? I think it's a standpipe. Is that what it's called? I think that allows them to hook into it for the water. But the hotels now have all those things. So they went in and they hooked into the standpipe and they immediately knocked this fire down. It was 5 floors up or something. Boom, boom, done. So fast, you can't believe it. Now, I don't know what, as you said, the warehouses that are burning in downtown St. Louis are, they're vacant. That's what we were saying, right?
Yeah,
correct?
Vacant.
Reportedly. Because my understanding, I'm not a firefighter, but my understanding from people who do fight fires is that especially during the day when they can see, they can drive down the street and they can see a building on fire and they can tell you based on the color of the smoke, what's burning inside. Isn't that crazy?
It's insane.
Yeah, whether it's chemicals or whatever else. So anyway, let's hope nobody gets hurt in this crazy thing. And at this point, if they're empty, which is great, hopefully there aren't any people you know, who are stuck in this, you know, homeless people or anything else. And I'm not saying homeless people started. I am not saying that. I'm just saying that happens once in a while in these empty buildings. People will get in there and they will try to keep themselves warm. And the next thing you know, it gets out of control. So God bless the 200 plus firefighters who are in there right now trying to stop this. What a mess. What a complete mess. So, and God bless them because, you know, there was a time when entire neighborhoods would go up. You know, look what just happened in China with this fire. You know, you see one high rise and then you see all of them. Why did all of them go up? I know they were kind of close together, but my gosh, every single one of them, they couldn't keep it, you know, basically contained to one unit. And then last numbers I saw this morning, 128 people are dead so far. I guarantee you it's far more than that because the way they crowd these people in China. You know, one of the things they did during COVID was they have everybody living in high rises and they just put chain link around them. You couldn't leave. you know, every time you hear people trying to talk to you about how we need to, we all need to live in small walkable communities and all this stuff, right? They want you to not have a car. They want you to live in high rises in this because they can control you. That's why I'm not saying that high rises aren't for some people. They are, you know, they can be beautiful, but that's what they really want. They want to control you. They don't want you living in your own little piece of heaven out there in the suburbs. They want you to be in a building so they can wrap chain link around it when they want to lock you in. That's the truth. All right, so we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with Congressman Eric Burleson. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Joining me on the Mark Cox Live Line, Congressman Eric Burleson from Missouri's 7th Congressional District. How are you, sir? You're speaking with Heidi Harris this morning. How you doing? Are you there? He dropped off. Is he ghosting me?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Been ghosted. Ghosted by a few. Is he good to go? I got ghosted. I don't even know him, and he's already ghosted me.
I dropped my phone and it hung up. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. Hello, Congressman. That's fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm taking my dog out right now.
You're a good man. I can't live without walking mine. I don't know how anybody does. Mine will stare at me until they get out there. So I admire you for that. Real quickly, what's this nonsense I'm hearing about an Obamacare plan being floated that would continue the subsidies? Is that really true? Please tell me the Republicans aren't doing that.
God, I hope not. And I won't be a part of it. I've made it very clear. Look, COVID is over by my last account. I don't know about other people. But it's long over, and it's time that we stop spending money like we're still in COVID. And these COVID-era right. subsidies, enhanced subsidies towards a program, Obamacare, that has been a total disaster, is the epitome of wasteful spending. The money goes directly to insurance carriers, and there's no assurances that they're actually passing those savings on to individual ratepayers. So it's a ridiculous notion. The good thing was we stood up to the Democrats and we told them no when they were shutting down the government. And now would be a just absolute height of insanity to actually give in and do what they were asking us to do before.
Right? Can you even imagine? We're speaking with Congressman Eric Burleson. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. It's outrageous to me. So people don't understand that that part of the expansion of the subsidies was people who were making higher incomes were still able to get these expanded subsidies. And that's totally wrong. But you understand the principle of how when government subsidizes something, it's always more expensive. Look at, for example, how much college costs now since student loans became available government backing those kinds of things. Look how much it costs now. I mean, this is what happens when government backs anything.
Yeah, when government touches anything, it really messes it up. It's like the character Lenny from Mice and Men, you know, just loves it too much and loves it to death. Right. But that's what we need. We need what we need to be doing, because the American people are right when they tell us that they're frustrated with Republicans over the cost of health care. And instead of doing the swampy thing and spending money and throwing money at it, we need to do the right thing, and that is reform the system. And there's some tremendous free market healthcare reforms that we could do in healthcare that would give people more choice and more freedom. And that's a package that I'm working towards. The centerpiece of that is a bill that was sponsored by Chip Roy. That is kind of the Healthcare Freedom Act, where you essentially take a health savings account and make it accessible to every American to be able to create their own health savings account. And then the money that goes in is tax-free. The money that grows grows tax-free. And then when it's spent tax-free. And that way you're encouraging people to actually go pay for their own health care with their tax dollars instead of having to go purchase it through their employer. And then what you do is you let the employer check the box and say, instead of us managing a group plan, we would prefer to just let you pick the plan that you want, and we'll send money to your HSA. And suddenly you've got something. Now you've got true marketplace choice and transparency, because when people start shopping themselves, their doctors are going to have to start telling us what the prices are.
Right. Well, part of it is, we're speaking with Congressman Eric Burleson. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox. Part of the problem, as you know, is that you used to be able to buy, let's say, catastrophic coverage if you were a young, single, healthy person, right? Now you're buying coverage that for things you're probably not ever going to have to deal with. And the whole theory behind that was that healthy people would pay for the sick people.
That's right. That's right. And and at the end, it creates a perverse incentive for people to not be healthy as well. So the diabetic patient who is unhealthy and has no interest in having a healthy lifestyle, we're subsidizing that behavior. And then sadly, we're subsidizing a lot of lazy behavior when we say, if you're not interested in getting a job, we're going to fund your lifestyle as well and your health insurance. I'm all for helping people who are disabled and, elderly who can't work, children, things like that. But we have got to kind of get this country back on track, or else we're going to lose it.
Absolutely. And we just cannot continue to afford subsidizing everybody. And if the subsidies weren't there, I guarantee you insurance companies would drop their rates. They would automatically do it. That's what people act like. It's got to be a massive subsidy or we're not going to have insurance. That is not true. That's not how the free market system works. And that's what we need to get back to.
Yeah. And then, to your point, the 10 essential benefits that Obamacare required basically made every American, the way I put it is, made every American have to buy, if you went to the store, pizza store, and you just wanted a single or maybe a small personal cheese pizza, you can't do that in healthcare. You have to purchase the grand deluxe large with all the toppings possible, because
the
government says, we don't want you to lose out and not get all the toppings.
But then
expect it to cost the same thing. But obviously it doesn't cost the same thing, and people end up paying for it.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Well, that's not how the free market system works, but unfortunately, that's what we're doing at this point. Hopefully, it's not floating around D.C. They're going to try to stretch these subsidies out for 2 years, as there are rumors about. We'll see. Congressman, great talking to you. Happy Good Friday. Black Friday. I keep saying Good Friday. It's not Good Friday. It's Black Friday. Thanks for being here.
Happy Black Friday. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, government always makes everything more expensive. Doesn't everybody know that? Look at college tuition. you know, back when people paid their own way through college, which is what I did, you know, I didn't take out any student loans. I just paid as I went. The most expensive thing, frankly, was the books were almost more expensive than college. And now, I mean, people get hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. They sign their life away at 20 years old, sometimes 18. They don't have the credit to buy a house or anything, but they can be a couple hundred thousand dollars in debt. Does that make any sense to anybody? Are they getting that much better in education than people did decades ago? I don't know. Probably not. Well, we know they're not. They're getting indoctrinated. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.